Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Rioting and talks of rioting and a future, they call them rallies. Without further ado, Congresswoman Kat Kamek joins us. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great up here in our nation's capital, just enjoying this summer of peace and love.
Yeah. As you know, all hell was breaking loose in L.A., yeah. The riots there. And I know it's got to be near and dear to your heart, your husband being a first responder. I mean, they were just unloading every chance they could with bricks and Molotov cocktails and taking on police and first responders as well. What are your thoughts?
It's infuriating, absolutely infuriating. And you've heard Kash Patel, our FBI director, say this is a zero tolerance issue. And it's true. You give an inch, they'll take a mile. And you just have to marvel at the liberal logic here. You know, these are the same people that said, oh, if you don't wear a mask, if I can't cover my face, this is for my safety. And then if they're protesting, it's for their safety. But the minute that an ICE agent wants to cover their face for the protection of their family, because they are inevitably going to be doxxed, it's fascism. It's tyranny. It makes no sense. Make it make sense. You cannot. And I just am stunned that you have people like Governor Newsom, or Newscom, as President Trump calls him, and Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., trying to pretzel logic their way into justifying violent protests against law and order. Meanwhile, these protesters are assaulting police officers, assaulting ICE agents, vandalizing cars, and they're so dumb that they're calling Waymos, these electric autonomous driving vehicles, which are pretty cool, by the way, but they're calling them so that they can then burn them. And I'm like, these people are so dumb, they don't realize that they have their driver's license in the app. So they're going to know who's burning these cars. And again, they're waving the Mexican flags and flags from foreign nations. Do they think that this actually makes sense in any situation? No. Americans hate this, and this is, again, why we're going to win in the midterms next year.
Yeah, I mean, how could it be for immigration? In other words, you want to stay here, but you're waving the flag of a foreign nation. Doesn't make sense. And B, if you have rioters that are part of an invading force carrying a foreign flag, maybe we should treat them a little bit more like an invading force.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing that is so frustrating, is we're seeing where they're protecting federal property, and you have folks like Karen Bass and others who are saying, oh, no, this is absolutely ridiculous that they've mobilized the National Guard. They're upping the ante. They're creating a more hostile environment. I'm sorry. It wasn't us that threw the first bricks and lit the first fires. We're not the ones out burning the American flag. This is why it is absolutely critical that we come down hard and fast, because like I said, you give an inch, they take a mile. And in this case, there needs to be zero tolerance for any kind of violence of any sort.
I saw it was somewhere where a lefty friend of mine all of a sudden was fiscally responsible, worried that it would cost, you know, $134 million to, you know, deploy troops to that area. And he says, you know, troops that were not asked for during a peaceful protest that's constitutionally protected. It's like, what part of peaceful is the left? What are they seeing, or what aren't they seeing, that is quite obvious to everyone else who owns a TV?
And see, that's the thing. It's very 1984, the doublespeak, right? Or in the case of the Orwell, newspeak, where we all remember the book, you know, firemen weren't the ones who were putting fires out. They were the ones starting mm-hmm. them. This is how the left operates. It's very Rules for Radicals, very Saul Alinsky. They create new definitions. So what we term peaceful, right, is the complete opposite of what they think is peaceful. It's the same thing that happened at the border. Operational control, crisis, those were the terms that kept getting thrown around. And we all know that the border was out of control. It was wide open. It was covered by, you know, Fox News extensively, people on social media. Everyone knew. But they said, oh, no, it's totally in under control. Meanwhile, the images of thousands upon thousands of people from 151 different nations literally walking across the border. Yeah, okay, that's operational control, sure. All right, okay, Jan.
Hey, I figured out the authoritarian thing that they've been calling President Trump, because for the life of me, I said, what's he doing authoritarian? He's protecting the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, etc. And then I figured it out. They had to label him that way so that then when they did start riots, when they did open the border, he would be forced into somewhat of an authoritarian role, because people like Governor Newsom are sitting on their hands allowing riots to occur. So they can say, see, we told you he's authoritarian. What are your thoughts on that?
That's actually that's pretty astute. I think that you're right. You know, this has never been about doing the right thing or trying to maintain law and order and peace. They would sooner have riots in the streets and law enforcement officers being injured and attacked violently than give President Trump any sort of credit whatsoever. And so as long as they're on the opposite side of President Trump, it doesn't matter how radical and far left they have to go, that's what they're going to do. Because in their mind, he is the bad man who they can never agree with, who has never done anything right. In mind is a fascist. Again, they don't know what the word fascist means. But this is the playbook. And they're going to go on these, it's not even 20% of the issues of the 80-20 scale. They're going into the 10-5%,
yeah,
where people are like, y'all are nuts. This is why they are polling at historic lows. This is why people from the middle and everywhere in between are saying, you guys have an identity crisis in the Democrat Party. And this is why we just need to keep getting the country back on track and moving ahead. That's a very short window that we have in order to rectify decades of wrongs, especially these last 4 years, which were a total and utter disaster.
Speaking of windows, what's the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill? Kind of what's its status? What do you surmise? What do you guess at a possible timeline? Is this thing going to fly, and when?
Oh, man, Bob, you cut out for a second there for a hot minute. I thought you said BBL, and I said, well, that's different, talking about Brazilian butt lifts.
Oh! But, you know.
What are you into over there, Bob?
I'll never tell.
So the one big beautiful bill, it is currently sitting with the Senate. You know, they're working through their challenges. They've got the bird bath in the Senate, which is a series of six tests that every provision in the bill has to go through to comply with the reconciliation rules. Otherwise, that provision can be taken out completely. So once they get that wrapped up, hopefully by the end of this month, it'll come back to the House. And then we'll reconcile the differences between the two. But, you know, a lot of the fiscal conservatives like myself and I'll say, you know, Chip Roy, Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, several of us have deep concerns about the spending and what this is going to do to the debt. True, there are absolutely phenomenal provisions that we need to make sure we get across the finish line, like making sure our tax cuts are permanent. Because in our district alone, in Alachua County, Marion County, everyone around us, we would see an immediate $2,000 increase on all our taxes in the lowest tax bracket going up from there if we don't get this done. And also, again, You have no tax on tips in this. You have no tax on overtime. So for all of our workers, our first responders, nurses, you know, people who work a lot of overtime, this is a very big deal. And of course, we address a tax relief provision for seniors because under reconciliation, you can't do an outright no tax on Social Security. That has to be addressed in a different bill. Phenomenal things. And of course, you know, BRAINS Act, the largest regulatory reform effort in American history, our bill, the ultimate drain the swamp bill, empowering the people, that is also in this reconciliation package. So while it has a lot of good, it still has a long way to go. So our goal is to have this done and wrapped up by 4th of July.
Well, let's hope that that is the case, and that would be pretty good if that were to occur. And Congresswoman, just keep fighting the good fight for us up there. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Go Gators.
Yeah, go Gators. Thanks, Kat. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.